They're coming to get you.
The persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
The Fear Central Radio Show.
Hey, fellow horror fans, welcome to the Fear Central Radio Show. I am your host, Mike, and this week we've got the whole crew again, so we'll go this way and around this time.
We don't have the whole crew. Our usual crew. We're missing Raph.
Well, we've been missing
Raph. He's been abducted by aliens, I believe.
Something like that. He's probably
off chasing werewolves or...
He's probably in some room, somewhere, looking for G1012X.
Yeah, yep. Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone's doing that to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we'll go this way and around this time.
Chris.
Heather.
Katie.
Paul.
All right, and there we go.
Katie's here.
I don't know.
And who are you, Mike?
I don't know.
Who's on the main mic?
He's the team leader.
Okay. I'm the team leader. I don't know. Should we tell everybody who sponsored us this week?
Oh, 3M breathable adhesive sex tape.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Yes.
this will make sense in a little while.
Yes, it will.
But this week we are...
And black patent leather.
Yes. Oh, black patent leather, yes.
Yeah.
I hear hot pinks next.
Trademark.
I can't wait for the hot pink.
Ooh, pink.
No, hot pink.
Oh, hot pink.
There's a difference.
H-A-W-T.
Okay.
Hot.
But this week we are continuing with our watch and review. And this week we did Rupture.
Rapture.
No.
Not Rupture. Rapture.
Wrong movie. Okay, you're not allowed to have any more to drink.
Give it up. The Rapture.
This show is also
brought
to you by copious amounts of alcohol.
Yes.
So.
Tequila.
We are,
thank you, Captain Morgan.
We are demon free tonight, which never happens. So,
right?
I mean, never. We are never in the same house with no children.
We made the older person drinks.
Yes, we did. Deliciousness.
I don't remember putting insure in there.
Prune juice.
Well, mine is a mango margarita. A mango margarita, yes. That's what I got.
A mango.
And I think Chris had some Henrings.
I got some rum and Dr. Pepper going.
Oh, and some rum and Dr. Pepper going.
Hanging with the captain tonight.
Ooh. I'm hanging with the captain. He's my boy.
And I'm wearing a crown.
Mm-hmm. and I think Paul is...
I'm finishing my wife's drink.
Oh.
I guess this is drink number 3.
Okay.
Oh, well. Wow. All
wait,
right. There we
what
go.
Was drink?
Oh, okay.
Wait, what was in
so
the drink?
So are we almost up to Memorial weekend?
Like mixin' and then tequila.
Nice.
Oh, what'd she say? Hush mixin'?
Fruit punch.
Was that your German name? Is that what it said?
Oh, hush man, mixin'? My German name that I got on the internet earlier was like 48 characters long.
Is that your secret word? Huge. Is that your password?
Mike and I had a little extra time today before everybody got here, and we were playing on the internet those little silly games and stuff, and his name was like...
Harry.
I mean, it was like 48 characters long.
Yeah, it was huge.
And I got to mine, and it said, "I'm Wonder Woman."
Yeah. But you want to know what's odd?
Yeah, it's
and we'll
crazy.
Get to this in a little bit. But she did one that said, "What would your plastic surgery look like?" And it was just like the film. After the G1012X.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So, talking Rupture this week. Basic little synopsis is it's a single mom tries to break free from a mysterious organization that has abducted her.
Mine's a little different.
Oh, did you get did you get a bigger one?
I did. Abducted and studied by a group of strangers, a single mother's genetic abnormality causes her to transform into her true self.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Well,
I think if you merge those
the two together,
that would be
they're
an okay
right.
synopsis.
Yeah,
it because was, a group you, of strangers makes it sound like it's just Billy Bob and his friends in a shack,
wasn't it? It was Billy Bob, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Billy Bob's a good
one. Peter Stormare would never play a man named Billy Bob.
Well, we had Ben Grimm in there, so
Ben Grimm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It did actually win an award at the Ferrara Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
For Film for Life Award.
Okay.
Film for Life.
That's what it says, the Film for Life Award.
Oh, so maybe this movie knows how to save a life.
Maybe so. Could be. Really what I got out of it was a kind of an organization of people that were trying to scientifically change the human genome in order to awaken something?
Or what? How did they put it in the movie? Cull the Herd?
Cull the Herd?
Yes, that was something that Peter Stormare said.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the damaged DNA. So the whole movie is based on this DNA group of, I don't want to say geneticists because that's really not what they were, but it was all about the genetics and their DNA and trying to...
They're trying to break them out of their genes.
Yeah. They did that with the scissors, remember?
They did. But yeah. They didn't cut the panties. A species. They didn't cut the panties.
Yeah, no panties.
They could
panties
be a stayed species. Because they were all about improving the species.
They're all about that base. That trouser snake.
Well, I don't know. Do they hate humanity? I didn't catch whether they were.
It sounded like they. What it sounded like was that they were trying to
the corruption.
Basically, okay. Be an X-Man. Yeah, they were trying to be the next evolution of the human genome.
Yes. Yeah. Which, I mean, all in all, it wasn't a terrible movie.
No.
I mean, it was definitely not like something I'd seen before, I guess. Like, in that, along those lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there were some other things brought in from other movies that you kind of saw. Baby. And, but it was mainly, I've never...
Well, so...
Stepford Wives.
Part of the experimentation process had to do with, like... In the very beginning, they ask Nomi Rapace what her fears are. Like, mm-hmm. They have a checklist of what people are afraid of, and for her, it's spiders. She, yes. Like, is paralyzed with
but
fear
she didn't want
of spiders.
Killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't want them killed.
Yeah. Like, one of the first scenes is her screaming for her son's help because there's one in the bathtub, and she just, like, is frozen in terror until he gets it out of the room.
And then she has to go lay down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that aspect of it, the idea of evolving through confronting fears, isn't there somebody that did that historically? I'm trying to remember like what Nazi experimentation went on and stuff like that, because it seemed like that I remembered something about something similar at some point.
Well, while Fast Fingers is looking that up,
we have two
maybe
people.
Not so
we
fast tonight though.
We have two people with their with
oh,
their
well, there you go.
Out,
so. But just to let you know, it was directed by Steven Sheinberg,
who did Secretary,
mm-hmm. which
and
a good
Fur,
move.
Which was also known as the sexy version of 50 Shades of Grey.
So would this be 50 Shades of Fear?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Written by Brian Nelson. With
hey, Brian,
Noomi
your
Rapace.
Ending sucked.
How did you say her name?
Noomi Rapace is the way, I've heard it.
Okay.
She, for those who don't recognize the name off the top of their head, she was in the original Swedish trilogy for... Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, Girl Who Played with Fire.
Right.
And she was also in Prometheus.
Right.
Yes.
She played a gypsy in Sherlock Game of Shadows.
Yeah.
She's better kick-ass
I think
actress.
I don't know if this is exactly what you're talking about, but during World War II,
mm-hmm.
the Japanese had Unit 731.
Okay.
And it was all biological and chemical warfare, and they would vivisect people while they were still alive and, you know... take out organs and then sew them into other whoops.
Good thing that was empty.
I sucked it down, sorry. And they and they would like do all these experiments, and then they would like drop plague ridden fleas into Chinese to see how the plague would, you know, kind of infect them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't remember mm-hmm. the exact number of the unit. That's why I had to look it up. But
right. Okay.
But yeah.
But some other people you may recognize, Michael Chiklis.
Yep.
Which he's been in lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carrie Bechet.
Yeah. Oops.
And then how did you say his name earlier?
Peter Stormare.
Stormare. Okay.
He was mm-hmm. from. He was the devil in Constantine. He was the mm-hmm. big guy that chopped up Steve Buscemi in Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's been in a lot of character pieces.
Yeah.
He was the most watchable thing about Constantine to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him in Constantine.
So
So,
He was in Cloyne.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Cloyne.
Oh, was he?
He okay. was. Remember, he was the brother.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
I knew
right.
I'd seen him somewhere and I had to look it up, but yes, yeah. He was in Cloyne.
Clown. You know, we got to that one part where she's now getting the final test.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept talking about The Shining. It's actually one of the trivias that the wall behind her is the pattern from the carpet in The Shining.
Ha! Told you.
Yep.
Probably from room 237.
Right?
237. Soundtrack.
Come play with us, Renee. Come play with us.
So, before we watched this movie, we did actually listen to a quick review because Katie's not entirely comfortable with the idea of torture flicks, and we didn't really know exactly where this one was going to toe the line on that.
Right.
And it's more sci-fi than anything.
A
minor sci-fi, sort of like Astronaut's Wife version of sci-fi.
See, when you say torture, I'm thinking like Hostel or, you know.
Well, and from what you were seeing, just the little snippets of it, it did look very torturous.
If you watch the trailer, it looks very torturous.
Of course, you know, you got to hack up the best bits to throw out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, there were some bits in there that were pretty good that were not in the trailer, I can tell you that.
I don't know. To me, it seemed like it was kind of almost an art experimental type film. It was very intellectual, but yet at the same time, really creepy.
It was creepy. It's definitely not one that I would want to watch by myself in a room at night in the dark.
No.
Are you going to be crying like a little baby in its crib?
No. That doesn't happen often.
I was going to do that later.
All right, so... It's fair to say, watching it with alcohol and friends, this wasn't really a tense viewing experience.
No, it really wasn't.
But I mean, no. if you were by yourself and it was dark and you were, you know, home alone.
As the one who watches the least horror, what would you say? Would that be tense experience to watch that by yourself?
If you had issues with abduction or being tied down, yes, that would be an issue. Like those two things would.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Paul, just for the record, she's not down for SMN.
No.
She doesn't want any of the 3M tape.
No. She's not that 50 Shades of Grey. Sorry.
We can mark that off our Christmas list for them. No 3M.
She's right more now. Like 50 Shades of Baskin and Robbins.
Okay. Well, I'll take my rental of Secretary back to the show.
I was also looking in the trivia section, or the filming location section. It said part of this was actually filmed at the Toronto Zoo.
Really?
Yeah.
That would make sense with the way some of that building was laid out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after having watched Split recently.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, true.
I still have yet to see it.
Oh, you haven't watched that one yet?
That's a great movie.
I thought you watched it with us.
Mm-mm. No, we were home.
No, I just haven't had
Split's a kind of a better version of this movie.
Yeah, I would say Split's better.
Yeah,
but Split's multiple personalities. This
Split is very similar.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Except he's not really trying to break their genome to make them into something different.
This is true, too.
Not the people being abducted.
Right.
No. Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty much what these people were trying to do.
Yeah.
Bring them to the next true self.
I give props for the contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Their eyes were just crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
There was some decent makeup effects. The reveal of the like breaking the genetic code leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you're not up for pudding?
That's where the
melty faces.
That's where
that part was in the trailer, actually.
Yeah,
that was the
internet thing that I did with the plastic surgery on my face. Uh-huh. That's kind of how I looked.
Yeah,
after
your face just melts to one side.
Yeah. It actually did, and it was. We were watching it, and then Mike was like, "Oh God, that was like your Facebook thing."
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm glad Facebook tells you not to get any work done.
I was like, "Is this?"
After watching Botch,
was that supposed to be was that supposed to be a kind of a premonition thing for what we were about to watch?
I don't know. Maybe
it was like Facebook was telling you this is how the movie will be.
Right.
Your top makeup artists.
View Neal.
Was,
we're Tracy, talking about this movie.
The makeup department head was Tracy Loader.
Tracy, you did a good job.
Your key special effects makeup artist was Mark Wooten. Wotton? W-O-T-T-O-N? Wotton?
Yeah.
Wotton? Wotton?
No.
Mark, I'm so sorry, honey.
And Michelle, the editor, did a good job.
Yes, so we're not hashtag blaming anybody.
We're not blaming Michelle this
Michelle's
time.
Fine.
Yeah.
Is it still Kevin's?
Wait, is it Michelle?
Michelle,
you did a good job, hon.
You're still blaming Kevin.
Blame Kevin.
Kevin, damn
cinematography was actually done pretty well, which was Kareem Hussein.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those cuts.
I have some problems with set design.
Oh, well, let's look at them. Set decoration by.
We're all about shaming the crew on this show.
You were very close. It's Shane Fox.
Oh! There we go.
So this week we're hashtag blaming Shane.
Shane, your set design, come on.
What's with the lighting? Everything's red and orange. Come
on,
purple.
Honey.
Don't forget purple. Purple.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what, like the first time they bring her into the facility, you're just
purple,
like
purple and red and violet,
like,
and
yeah. Like if you were like abducted and brought into that scenario, and the cops ask, "What can you tell us about where you're kept?" I'd just be like, "A used record store, I guess." All this ultraviolet lighting.
I thought I saw some black light going on.
I think
on.
I was in Willy Wonka's factory. I'm not real sure about
it. It does look a little bit like the boat ride. Yeah.
I almost thought I was in like one of the cheesy Motel 6 places.
Haunted house.
My
maybe.
Bed didn't vibrate though. It couldn't find a coin slot.
No magic fingers for you tonight.
Peter Stormare is like on the other side of the Tucson. Oh, come on. We spent a lot of money decorating.
Spent a lot of money on something, but it wasn't the set.
Ooh, there's a parents' guide here.
Really?
Yeah. Profanity.
Yeah. You know, they're really...
Say the F word a lot.
Yeah, the film features some of the use of the expletive fuck.
But there wasn't a whole lot of it.
Uttered mainly by the female protagonist.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're trying to rupture someone's DNA, fuck's going to come out a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking if somebody abducted me, I'd say a lot more than just fuck.
Okay, well,
I'd be making up my words.
I should have went to the parents' guide first, because the next one is for frightening and intense scenes, and it's a better log line than what I had on the other page.
Oh, yeah?
It's a summary.
Rupture is a sci-fi thriller about Renee, a single mother who is abducted and taken by a secret facility. As her captors conduct tests on her, she tries to uncover why she was chosen and escape her prison. That is the perfect log line.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Why didn't we lead with that?
But it's a terrible summation of frightening and scary images in the movie.
It is, right.
Oh, yeah.
Some depictions of horror can be seen in the film.
No.
In a horror film? Are you sure?
Not in a horror movie. What are you thinking?
Perceived as more realistic and intense for younger viewers.
It was?
Okay, I would not allow our, like, 13-year-old watch it, but maybe our 16-year-old, yes, with supervision, because...
I think that would definitely be a look out for strangers, make sure you're not followed kind of thing.
I'm struggling to remember, like, I mean, as far as the frightening aspects go, it's tense, but I'm trying to remember out-and-out violence that goes on in the movie.
They dip him in a bath of acid.
The drowning. Yeah. Spoiler. The drowning scene was pretty.
Well,
it was pretty horrific.
This tells you the difference.
I don't think that was acid. I think that was the chemical.
That was the chemical.
I don't know what it was, but it boiled his skin.
No, because he.
No, because he was. It was red. He was dyed red.
He was dyed red.
No.
And the breakage was because his
DNA. And hashtag Shane Fox's lighting. It was red under red under red.
Right.
Yeah.
But the cracking of the skin was because he had corrupt DNA.
His DNA was corrupt. That was culling the herd.
It's interesting scientifically, but
it's science.
How it would happen.
It definitely made you think. You know, if that kind
Where's
of thing
Rallis
is possible,
when you need him,
right?
Yeah.
You know,
she's
like
saying.
But just to kind of give you an idea how our rating system is versus Canada, the
Blame
MPAA rated R for language and some terror and disturbing scenes.
Uh-huh. Mostly the torture, just a little bit of...
The Canadian rating was 14A.
What was ours?
R.
I want to go to Canada.
I want to
see what an R rating
is
in Canada.
I'm guessing so.
Is that like, what is 14A in Canada? Is that like PG-13?
I guess 14 with adult supervision.
You know what I mean? But I mean, is it equivalent to like...
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna look this up. Maybe it's, it's 14 with supervision.
Maybe it's 14 arseholes.
14 assisted?
I don't know.
14 with an adult,
I mean, somewhere in that age range is fine for this movie, I think. 14 to 16. I mean...
I wouldn't let anyone younger than 13 watch it.
No.
So...
But then you have The Walking Dead on TV, and I mean, come on, some of that stuff is way, way more graphic than...
Hannibal was TV 14. There you go. And wow, that was a lot worse than this.
Didn't it not make a second season because of that?
Huh? There are three seasons of Hannibal.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's literally one episode of Hannibal that's like a mountain of dismembered body parts, and the TV 14 logo came up in the corner over that image.
I'm thinking this would probably, you know, this should have been rated like 14.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just looking at the main poster for it, you can kind of tell it's not for children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, well, the trailer would definitely give you that. And I will say the trailer makes it look like it's going to be a lot more uncomfortable than the movie actually is.
Except for those goggles. Those were uncomfortable.
Those were uncomfortable. But it was because of the lighting.
I don't know. I think Nurse Betty was, you know.
Nurse Ratched?
Yeah. Nurse Ratched. Is that what we're calling her, Nurse Ratched?
I thought
it was Nurse Betty. She had blonde hair.
She...
Helga? House Pain? I don't know.
So... on the positive spectrum, what did people particularly like about this movie?
Her name was Diane.
Diane.
Mm-hmm. The nurse was called Diane?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Diane.
Yeah. Nurse Diane.
Nurse Diane. Michael really Chiklis' character was just called Bald Man.
It was. They never gave him a name. But, no, I mean, how can he be afraid?
Stormare was Terrence.
You could tell Michael Chiklis was trying to give his character more than he actually had.
Yeah.
Because of the way he acted, like his walking posture and everything was real like fastidious, like OCD or like fashionable or whatever. Like the way he walked was really composed every time. And I was like, okay, are they going to do anything with this?
Are we talking about the best part of the movie or like the strangest part? Or what are we doing? Like our best and worst?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think when they first put the spiders on her, that was really
the best.
Yeah.
It was.
Because she was totally freaked out, and it was
it
not.
It was done very well.
It was not a. It didn't seem forced. It seemed very. Yeah. You know, right. If you were terrified of spiders.
Especially with the type of spider they used.
Yes. Yeah. It was a very creepy, straight out of Harry Potter.
I mean,
spider.
Nomi is a. Damn good actress, and she is easily the best performance in this movie.
Yes. Oh yeah, yes. Most definitely.
But and then I think the worst is Michael Chiklis rubbing his face on
all of them doing it.
It was very uncomfortable because
I think it's about ready.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. Never. You have to go home with him.
I know, right?
But on the flip side, look what I have to go home with. Never. So, I mean, we're kind of even.
I'm already home. Mine's in there.
I was just wondering if the amount of adultish beverages we've had of fastidious was an appropriate word.
The word of the night, children.
My brain was like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah. I can't remember. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Fastidious. That means another drink.
Every time we say the word, you must drink.
Boom, English major. my vocabulary actually improves as I drink.
It was all those crash study nights for finals.
My
right?
math gets real shit though.
We're so proud of you. You're so edumacated.
We're all pretty edumacated in this house.
So I don't think you should invite any of the people in this movie over for Thanksgiving. Like, is the turkey done? I don't know. Let me check. Starts rubbing their face.
Five
against
more minutes. The skin
on this
good.
Turkey feels unique. Much different. Yeah, unique.
You're about ready to turn, aren't you, Gobbles?
So to explain the cheek rubbing thing.
Well, it's the ultimate fear. Going in the oven.
right.
So the cheek rubbing thing is apparently whenever they're ready for their genetic code to rupture and make this specific code active, they start to feel a certain way, their skin does. Well, so rather than like touching them, they all come up and rub their face on Nui Rapaz.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
It is really strange.
Well, I wondered if it had something to do with the one scene where the nurse puts her hand up her shirt and is like telling her stuff about
Remember
her son,
she
and she goes,
she feels,
I can feel.
She can see it through.
Yeah. Well, he can sense everything through the skin.
Yeah.
Well,
then, so that might have been.
They never do shit with that.
No, which would be completely amazing.
It's like we have psychic abilities that can read through your genetic
code. But we're not going to tell you
but
any
that,
of that.
That's the only time we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Other than that, we're going to cut a face, cut a face.
Cuddles. So what would you think if X-Men was more like this?
No.
I'm totally in agreement with her on that one.
Oh, X-Men is my franchise.
Ah, you just sold your soul to Disney, you poor little bastard.
Wolverine, too, was the Beast.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Just X-Men rides out for battle. X-Men team assemble, and like our face all starts melting.
Well, that's kind of what happens in is it X-1 or X-2 that they
the senator?
Yeah, that's
senator.
The first
it's
one.
X-1.
There you go.
Before he turns into water.
Yeah, it gets very melty.
He goes all jelly like.
Yeah.
I thought it was the beginning.
If anybody in this group starts getting all jelly faced, we're going to the hospital because one of us is having a stroke.
Oh, there was the other senator in two.
Okay, so the best in the thing is.
I don't know. To me, the worst part was actually the capturing of her.
The capturing?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was just like, let me help you change your tire, and it's all about crock pots, and everybody's talking about crock pots.
I thought that was funny.
Get her! Yeah. It was like, what?
Well, I thought the crock pot, because he's supposed to be just this random swap meet going.
We go to swap meets for crock pots.
The movie is completely lets the audience in that she's about to get taken, though. It's not a surprise to the audience.
But there's no buildup of music. It's the buildup of the plot. You know,
the whole time, you see them put the thing on the tire, and then you see them follow her, and you see them behind her dropping off her son, and then you see them drive past her after her tires.
They're observing her the entire time.
You can see this. I mean, it's
did Brian Nelson go to a swap meet to make sure the crock pots were all in the rage right now?
My sister bought me this crock pot cookbook, and I said, is it crock pots or crack pots?
Everybody's talking about crock pots. The line is crock pots are exploding. Everybody's talking about crock pots right now at all the swap meets. Like, what the hell? Do you think that's how people talk?
To my understanding, swap meets were where guys go to swap.
Remember, they're
automotive
not,
parts.
Yeah.
And when you get to the end of it, you realize that when they're talking her through on the phone and they're like, okay, now you need to put a little more emotion in your voice. Maybe that's their
crockpots.
So
I don't know.
There's some.
They were crackpots.
They were crackpots.
They were.
There are some attempts at humor in this movie.
There were.
And most of them fell flat. I think we had
more humor than the movie did.
Yeah.
But that's just how we are because
there's one part where whenever she's observing the facility, she breaks out, starts seeing how other people are getting the fear experiments done on her. Some people have fear of heights and everything. Mm-hmm. There's one that the only explanation I have for that scene is they have a fear of intimacy. Because it's like their eyes are open and then they're like it's just like is like we need to go. It's just like a whole bunch of Clockwork Orange guys. Yeah,
it sounded more like
maybe he had a fear of his parents.
Because if you looked, it was a man and it was a man watching. Maybe he was fear of
homophobic.
They're looking at you.
That would be their torture.
Yeah.
But it was a whole Clockwork Orange eye opening kind of.
Yeah.
And then you had the guy that with his tube snake.
Oh, yes, the tube snake.
Trouser snake.
Blake and his trouser snake.
Yep. I want the python.
That was Blake.
It was a pretty snake.
It was gorgeous. It was an albino.
The reason we say that is evidently he was afraid of snakes. But it came out from under a blanket in his crotchable area.
And I yelled out, oh, my God, he's got a trouser snake. because those are the things that kind of things I say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sexy. So if we were gonna activate, you know, the next wave in evolution with the Fear Central crew, what fear experiment would need to be done on you? Like, what are you intensely afraid of?
I can tell you his.
Okay.
He has a fear of dying alone.
That is going to be a hard experiment to do.
Yeah. It's not really
and
that
it's,
hard.
And it's not necessarily dying physically alone.
Uh-huh.
It's the feeling of being that I'm alone. Being alone. Being Even alone. Though I'm in a room full of people, I don't feel like I fit in.
You must bawl your eyes out at Donnie Darko in the middle of that movie.
Yes, yes, he did. Well, Paul, what would your fear be?
I think Katie can answer mine.
Katie, what's his?
Can I?
Yeah.
I need to ask Chad if he
You're married
mine.
To him?
I know. We don't talk about this kind of thing.
Things I'm afraid of? I think we do.
What is his ultimate fear?
What is your fear?
It would be in the entomological set.
Entomological. There he goes again.
Bugs.
I need another
bugs
beer.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
Bugs.
I don't know what bugs.
The rhino beetle?
Roaches?
Dung beetle.
It would be very similar to a scene from a Nicolas Cage movie that was cut.
Which one?
That helps.
The
me.
Bees!
Oh, the bees. Yeah, bees.
I'm not allergic to them.
Not
I'm
the
actually
yellow
allergic to yellow jackets.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So not the yellow jackets from
the
ring.
Okay, so wait a minute. So Paul, what's hers?
Or the wasp there from
was a wasp.
Case 39.
Oh, yeah.
The tension's all off for me because she couldn't answer mine. I mean, the drowning is a big one. But honestly, you could just put her on a rickety dock that's slowly sinking into the water, and that probably would be her ultimate thing.
It's floating. I don't like to float.
Honey, I hate to tell you this, but we all float
stay
down
out of,
here.
Stay out of, I was gonna say, stay
especially
out of
especially out of how right? much alcohol Let's we're drinking tonight.
Don't
it's
need to
like,
go to Derby.
Like, I nope. don't like boats. I don't like rafts. I don't like. I don't mind being in the water and like swimming.
It's the bobbing.
But it's the bobbing for some reason.
So no,
there will be no
self.
Treading water for
if
Katie. She's just gonna drown.
If we take Katie fishing, we gotta Thorazine her up really good.
We'll just keep her on the bank. How about that?
We nearly went to a nearby seafood restaurant.
She's over here cringing. Oh, just the thought of it.
It was on a pier or a boat, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is the restaurant itself is supported. Mm-hmm. Like, it's on a bunch of support beams, so that's fine.
But it's getting to it.
But there's a rocking bridge all the way to it. She asked, and he's like, well, is it going to be floating during the meal? I'm like, no, just, you know, getting to the restaurant. And she is such a trooper that she was like,
I'll go, but you have to be okay with me crawling across that bridge.
So it's not necessarily water in general. It could be like a bridge up in the air that's bobbing, like
bobbing at all is an
issue. Bungee jumping was not going to be Katie's
no,
turn.
No.
Chris.
Nope.
What is yours?
What do you think mine is?
Clown spiders.
Clown spiders. Exactly.
Ironically, as this sounds, and I know this, I hate to tell you all this, I am not as afraid of spiders or clowns as you think I am.
So we're going to watch Cloyne next.
We can watch Cloyne again. It was good. I like the part where he eats off the fingers of the kid. Cub Scout.
Yeah.
Okay. It was kind of funny.
All right, Chris, what's your fear?
I really just don't have any.
Yeah, you do.
You have to be afraid of something. Everybody's afraid of something.
You're afraid of something.
I'm not afraid of bugs. I'm not afraid of spiders. They annoy me, but they don't scare me. And clowns, I'm the same way. They annoy me, but they don't scare me.
It doesn't have to be a physical
thing. What about
thing.
Children?
Yeah.
No, I can handle
creepy
children.
Creepy children.
No, I can handle that.
Okay.
I have demons. Have you met my children?
Yeah, but honestly, I thought that's why it would rip.
Clown
spiders.
I've seen clown spiders. Oh, Katie probably hasn't.
Oh, have you seen a clown
spider?
No,
I've not seen a clown spider.
It's a clown spider. Hold on. Wait a second.
We were talking about that, and I found the picture of the clown spider.
It's a clown spider.
It's actually a thing.
It is a thing.
I would guess I could say
that
my fear would be probably if a family member was hurt and I couldn't get to them.
Man. You would make them have to be even more morally questionable when they were doing their experiments, because they'd have to abduct a family member too.
One of those people that
wouldn't let you do them.
I'm very logical. I'm very irrational when it comes to things like my family. I have to know they're okay, and if somebody were to hurt them, all bets would off. My humanity would be gone. It'd be sadistic, evil torture, kill that person.
Time to melt that face.
It would be. I would totally kill them to get my family back. So. Yes, I would be that kind of mom. You bastards took my child.
So, for them to do these experiments on you, they not only would have to take you, they'd have to take a family member and show you them someone through the window.
It would have to be somebody I'm close to.
So like me.
Or Shaylin.
It would have to be...
Oh, now it's not me.
It would have to be probably our children and not so much you, because there are days that I could put your head through the wall very easily.
I
think that's a happy marriage, though. There are days you love your spouse and days you want to kill your spouse. And, you know, you decide, well, is it worth killing them and going to jail, or should I just make the coffee? And
I tell Chad all the time. I think about murder all the time. Yes. Divorce is never an option.
I'm telling you. Murder. Yeah, it's murder. You want new ways to kill people?
That's
just
how it is. I mean,
why do you think I'm so good at my special effects?
Yeah. So,
Come on, Heather.
It's a toss-up between two things. I am terribly afraid of heights. Like, you would not believe. I got up on the roof with my dad to measure one day, and I had a panic attack on the roof and couldn't move and was stuck there.
And the other?
The other is the dark. I hate being alone in the dark. I hate it.
Is it the dark itself, or is it the fear of not knowing what's in the dark?
It's the fear of not knowing what's in the dark.
And Amy the whore.
Shut. All that shit happens in the dark, okay?
Case in point.
And there's a second floor. In the third floor.
I know. Actually, now that I think about it, they could probably just, instead of the bees thing, they could probably just keep me in an infinity pool and I'd probably turn on my own.
Right?
Wait.
Every time I see like a movie where they're like, look, I'm on top of my giant skyscraper and it looks like my pool is going off the edge. I'm like, fuck no.
I'm going near that. That's just crazy.
This is crazy.
Well, and I really never really had this humongous fear of heights until we were on vacation in Colorado and my niece decided that she wanted to go on a sky coaster. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, sure, thinking we'll get up there. She's going to freak out. At the time, I think she was probably 11. She'll get up there. She'll see how high it is. She won't want to do it. Well, keep in mind, it's over this specific sky coaster is over the Royal Gorge. And I don't know if any of y'all have ever been to the Royal Gorge.
No, I can't afford the Royal ones. I just go to the Little Gorges.
Okay. Well, the Royal Gorge is a bridge. There's a bridge, and there's a and a tram that
Katie's
you can go
out.
Across. And it's just not. Well, and the worst part is it's a suspension bridge, so it does move.
Yes. Katie's definitely out.
I don't mind the floating part. It's when it starts rocking back and forth and my vertigo starts going. Boy, you didn't even see me. I was gone. I was across the bridge before my family ever was.
She went,
meep, meep. Yes, pretty much. But I was trying to find out exactly how far it is from the rim down to the bottom. Because this is a big deal in said story. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and the whole time she's like, we're going on it. I'm like, okay. She's not ever going to want to do it. So we get up there, and of course, you know what? She's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And she literally, we got up there. They strap you in two people to a little thing. Trying to find the rides. So you get up there. Oh, here it is.
And then?
And it's like almost like bungee jumping. You have to pull the cord. Well, the guy's like, okay, you need to pull the cord whenever the thing goes off. I couldn't do it. It wasn't happening. I couldn't even open my eyes. There's a video somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Shane has it, I think. And said video, the entire thing, I am screaming the whole time. And the worst part is that I don't like the free fall of the of that high up,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what cemented the whole.
So all they would have to do if they captured you is put you in a room at the top of the building mm-hmm. with a glass bridge.
A glass bottom, yeah. I couldn't do the glass bridge. It's 1,000 feet from the rim to the bottom. Mm. Oh. And then they raise you up, way up in the sky.
I know what yours is now.
And then drop and Uh-oh. Fling you out over.
Oh, I've got to hear this.
It's not just the bobbing.
And?
The bobbing is one thing. But I have super awful motion sickness. So
that's
like,
not what I'm thinking about.
What?
A domed structure underwater. Like like something that you can imagine, like waves crashing in.
So
over
no aquarium for you.
No, I can't. Like we've been to an aquarium with a shark tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas World Aquarium, one of the best aquariums.
I love it. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
I've got video footage of it.
There's a shark tunnel in between the two buildings that you have to walk through, and she has to put her hand on her shoulder and look down.
Oh, yep. Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
And the other, my fear is not like Katie's of floating. My fear, like if any of you know me, if I can't see the bottom of if I can't see the bottom of the water, like in the bottom, I won't get in because I won't get in the lake. I won't get in the river. I won't get in the ocean. It's not happening.
Unless it's like purely clear ocean.
No, I didn't even do it then because remember the shark and the. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sea turtle and no.
There is no worse feeling in the world than whenever you like step into murky water and then your foot gives.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you think you have a solid stand and then all of a sudden you just like sink straight in like a foot and a half.
Well, and it's more of what's in the water. You know, it's like my fear of the dark. It's more of what's in the dark, and my fear of water is what's in the water. So I guess it's I don't know.
It's still a fear of the dark.
It is.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, Katie, you would never be able to get on the Enterprise because
it floats
around.
It hurts.
Well, neither could Heather because it's dark in space, so she would be
Is
out.
It dark in space?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There are no bees, though.
No bees.
Unless
we have
the hologram.
Throw you on the holodeck.
But we are really, really, really high up.
Really high up.
I can get in an airplane. The airplane doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but at least
Isn't
in
that
space.
Weird? Isn't that weird? Like, most people who are afraid of heights
but,
can't
but
do airplanes.
At least in space, no one will hear you scream.
Do you look out the window?
Uh-huh. I can look out the window.
During takeoff, landing?
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Okay.
It's...
Because she can see the bottom.
Yeah. I can see the ground. I can see what's down there. But, yeah.
Little bitty cars look like ants.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So, yeah.
The one time that it did kind of affect me is when Monica and I went to Mexico, and we were flying over the ocean, mm-hmm. and... You see those humongous oil derricks.
Oh, yeah.
And they look like little tiny things. And I'm thinking, oh, God, if we crash, we're going to die. And if we don't die, we're going to get eaten by sharks. And if we don't get eaten by sharks, then we're going to get captured by pirates. I mean, it's like a whole list of things going through my mind. And she gets really bad motion sickness. And so it's like... Yeah. You know, she's freaking out because we're moving, and I'm freaking out because we're going to crash.
And then
in the ocean. Not over land, just in the ocean.
And then whoever's in between you and the plane is just like... Oh. God.
No. We make sure that we're side by side and we're the only one two in our row. So
I don't know. I might have a new fear. The little old lady that you sit to is trapped in the airplane that won't shut up.
No. I'm on my way.
I'll have
to go
see remind
my
me to
son.
Remind
well,
me.
Well, to make a long story short,
three hours
me
later,
to tell you all off the air of my last flight.
Okay.
I won't say it on air, but yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I'm trying to remember what they actually asked her. They asked her about spiders,
bees,
heights.
Drowning.
Was it drowning?
Drowning. Was there.
They only got through part of the list.
Yeah,
they
it was only like
snakes,
six questions,
spiders.
And then she and they said like, spiders, and she got quiet.
She
and
just
they were
stopped
like,
talking.
Oh, spiders.
And they didn't say, oh, spiders. They just stopped.
And then asked her
and
again.
And he walked away.
That's
her second time, and she stayed quiet.
Yeah, and he walked away.
So that scene in particular seemed really unnecessary. Like, they're hammering her for all these data and information, but they've already pretty much established that they have been observing her
for
everywhere.
Who knows how long.
But you know, I think that part of that scene felt like it was more of a
intimidation
to her. Mm-hmm. And they say spiders, and she's like, oh shit, there's spiders, it's gonna be spiders, oh my god, it's gonna be spiders.
Yeah, but I like her reaction. Right now I'm fucking afraid of everything.
Yeah.
That was true. Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a good answer. So. I mean, somebody's asking you.
Good answer.
I'll take survey for says? 500, Alex.
Survey says.
Damn. Sorry, you're not afraid of everything.
Damn.
Well, then they'll just give you the battery. I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
But the other thing
you get to tour the facility.
Yeah. But the other thing we were talking about is on those people's fears. I mean, and I think this is kind of praise on people's fears, but like the fears that are not necessarily easy to test.
Yeah.
You know, like Mike was saying, like the fear of the number 13. How, I mean, are you just going to cover them with the 13?
Right, 13 all over the wall and stick them in a room and lock them there.
Guess what? We're on the 13th floor.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're in the 13th floor.
What if I'm only afraid of Friday the 13th?
Right?
Ooh, yeah, that's
a good one. Well, guess what? It's Saturday. But did, as far as I know.
But did,
we'll just stick Jason in the corner.
Didn't they say that time is different for them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they do.
You know, I mean, like things that are like intangible fears,
right?
Like fear of robots taking over the world. What are they going to do?
Katie's
build
scared
robots?
Of yeah. Johnny Depp. You know? There you go. Yeah. Stick him in a room with her.
I'm feared of fluffy teddy bears. I've got
be like,
terrible
be
fear.
Like,
of
what
them.
Are you afraid of? I'm afraid of being a billionaire with lots of cars and a mansion.
Yeah. No,
right? My answer is the same as when we were watching the movie. I'm afraid of freedom.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm afraid of corrupt politicians.
No 3M sex tape for you.
Oh, wait. No, I'm afraid of uncorrupt politicians.
Right.
Find me one of those.
So because we promised we'd explain the 3M breathable adhesive sex
yes,
tape.
We said we
did. Oh, at the end of the show. That is the end of the show.
During the capture scene,
uh-huh.
They tackle her, and then they just start wrapping her head in this, like, PVC-looking
duct tape. But not her whole head.
Not her whole head.
They
left her eyes open.
Her eyes. Yes. The whole eye section of her face, except for her nose, was open. I'm like, if you're going to be wrapping somebody's head in...
That's the only scene that I can actually blame Michelle.
Michelle, yes.
Because...
But they would need to have her eyes covered, I would think. Yeah. But then they had the nose open. And then when she got in the truck,
it was closed. Exactly. Yeah. That's my only editing issue.
What? Hold on.
Yeah. It was a lot neater, too, in the truck.
It was.
Like, it was really haphazard looking during the abduction scene. Yeah. And then they throw her in the back of a truck, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it was all disheveled, but now
breathe.
It's neat.
Yeah. But you're okay.
But you can't breathe.
Yeah. You got 7 minutes, but this is a long truck ride.
Yeah.
We're going to cut your pants off and put a bucket
off,
under you.
And we'll put a bucket under you. Do you need to cut your panties off, too, so you pee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the tape really did look like the... Yeah. The rubber suit from American Horror Story.
Yeah.
That is
the
shiny
the whole
black
S&M PVC.
That's
type.
How that came about. That's
yeah. So we were like,
but it looked like it was completely obscuring her nose until they got to the facility and they got to the scene where they were cutting it off. Because then it was shot up her nose and you could see
and you
that
could
her
see that the
her
tape actually
was.
Hung over.
Yeah. So it was.
But there again, when she got in the truck, it wasn't covering the nose.
It wasn't covering
completely.
So. Who do we blame for this again?
Michelle.
That one was Michelle.
Damn it, Michelle.
Or it could have been the continuity.
Think it's continuity.
Person.
I mean, small things.
I don't know.
I mean, for the most part.
They could have shot that 3 times and it had matched. And
but
she
if,
went, no,
but
this
if
one
the
looks
set
better.
Was a little bit more interesting, you know, maybe we wouldn't have noticed it.
Yeah.
This is
true. Shane.
Shane.
So
Shane.
I have to ask the women here.
Yes.
What?
If you had a flat tire. Mm-hmm. Which is how they entrapped her.
Mm-hmm.
And you got out, and 2 guys in a big truck pull up behind you and say, let me help you.
No.
Hell no. I would
do
be
Do you just
having...
continue to stand there and go, no, I got it.
No, see.
Okay, you can go on.
That's my bad. I'm from Texas. I keep a gun in the car. That's just how
is it
is.
I don't have a gun, but I have a knife.
Oh, no, I keep a gun in the car. I know how to use it.
So what was the business supposed to be that truck?
Air conditioning. Oh, air conditioning service and repair.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no.
But there,
but not just that,
screams, but not just
rapist
that,
and
but not just that it was air conditioning. They were going to the swap meet to buy crockpots.
Yeah, crockpots. Yeah. But especially if the second guy gets out and goes, "Well, y'all talking?
No,
talking.
I don't smoke."
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm getting back. No,
I'm gonna get
back
in the car.
I'm just gonna drive on the rim. It'll last a while.
Yeah, it'll last a while. If I have to buy a new rim, I don't care.
Right.
I'm good.
I'll make sparks down the road, and the police stop me.
The question I have is. How many people, because that scene had to have taken quite a bit for there to be no cars on that road.
Oh, I'm sure
but then
they
when
had
they
it
left,
off.
When, but when, no, no, no. But when they left, there was cars Back and forth. Yes, at the end.
I don't know, I remember that part.
I do.
I just remember.
Because I was watching going, wait.
Chiklis was in the car watching.
Because they were looking back and forth to make sure there was no cars. And that scene took a little bit. And then all of a sudden there was like three or four cars all of a sudden. I'm like, wait, where did those cars come
from? They were coming from the swap meet.
Oh, so they got their crockpots.
One of them accidentally got a rice cooker. They're going to be very disappointed.
Yes. One got a pressure cooker. Yeah. Yeah.
Pressure cooker.
Damn pressure cookers.
During that scene, all I could imagine was Michael Chiklis, like, because they showed the interior of Chiklis' car, and he was listening to the conversation on a tape, you know?
Yeah, it was, like, cringeworthy.
People are talking about these crockpots. I'm just imagining Michael Chiklis just, like, starts banging his head against the
steering wheel.
Had to pay the bill.
It's just like, crockpots? You're a loser. There's no way he's going to buy this crap.
We talked about this cover story. Come on.
Yeah. We rehearsed it, damn it.
I didn't say crock pot.
Crack pipe would have even worked better in that scenario.
We're going to swap meet for some crack pots? I mean crankshaft. That's what I meant. Crankshaft, yeah.
Well, you could say cracked pipes.
You can find all those in a swap
meet. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to go to different areas in the swap meet.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like you just go to the dirt cheap place, but.
Have you been to said dirt cheap?
Yeah, she would spend money at said dirt cheap.
It's been.
Did you buy a crock pot?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's dirt cheap.
Did you buy a crock pipe?
No.
Crock pipe.
They were fresh out of crock pipes.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Okay.
So. I hesitate with the recommendation on this movie. I really do.
If you want to watch something that is kind of out there, very experimental feeling, if you don't want to watch the normal horror movie with blood, guts, and gore, and you want to see something that's different, this is definitely one of the ways.
If you want to take the exit ramp off mainstream.
This is my kind of film, so, it's, you know, and I've already decided
what my
next one
will be. It's like Lucy, it's just out there.
Oh, it's more than, way out there than Lucy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucy's still a little mainstream.
It really reminds me of what I said during
Stepford Wives.
Yeah, IR 11. It reminds
Rosemary
me
Baby.
Rosemary's Baby and Stepford Wives. There's very similar territory going on in that movie. Yep. When we started recording, though, Astronaut's Wife is
there
pretty similar too.
Yeah.
Which, again, wasn't mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very much very tonally on that wavelength. So if you like those, you might I might give it a thumbs up.
If your favorite meal is at Arby's because they're different, you'd like this movie.
Right.
Katie, what do you think?
I wouldn't recommend it. I had some issues with, like, because, like, some their intellectual issues. Like, I had a really big issue with the way they manifest the breaking of the DNA.
Yeah.
Because that's just fundamentally wrong. And it bothered me.
Don't use a fear to break DNA. God.
Do not break the DNA.
Turn it
it's like crossing the streams, right? It's like crossing the streams. Yeah.
I did remember one thing. My biggest gripe with this movie is as fundamentally,
the box on the top of the building?
Fundamentally, as a horror movie, whenever the movie is set up this way, that they're breaking the genetic code and turning you into something, some of the fear from the movie should have been the fear of what she was going to become.
Yeah.
There's none of that
and
in
it's
this
not.
Movie.
No.
Until, nothing
well,
at
until
all.
Until her face kind of melts. And then she's not even really scared of that.
No,
she just
she
looks
wasn't.
At
not
her
at
horrified
all.
Like,
not at
oh
all.
My God, my face is going to melt
there,
off.
Yeah. That scene ends right there.
Yeah.
You
there's,
don't even,
there's not
even a moment of that.
Yeah, the nurse, her face all warps and then she just looks and then the face comes back to normal and she leaves the room.
There is one.
This movie is sort of advertised as modest torture and body horror, and it's neither of those
things. It is neither. It really is not.
No.
But
maybe they're thinking the eye thing.
I don't know. The eye thing wasn't even all that bad. But the one thing I will say is that if you suffer from migraines or
do
any kind of...
Do not watch this movie.
It was very hard for me to watch color-wise. Yeah. It was very... That's why when they first walked into that room, I was like, oh my God, this hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
You know.
If if one of your colors is going out on your TV, you will not be able to see half of this movie.
Right.
Yes. You You'll be good.
You were like, Mr. Gray?
Right. Which was really weird because it was always those bright colors and you got to that one scene and I'm like, wait, hold on. Oh, I know what they're doing here. I could have dealt with that more so than I could the coloring. Which, all in all, not a terrible movie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Not a terrible one.
Well, of course, they
never
explain,
say terrible.
They do explain the color thing, though. It's
yes,
because
I know. It's
they have
the bright lights.
Pupils.
Yes.
Or students.
Yes.
I mean, no, pupils.
They can't handle the bright lights, which I get. But it's not one that I think I would watch again.
No.
But it was worth a watch. Not knowing exactly what we're getting into.
Right.
Well, isn't that the whole point of this?
That's the whole point of these movies.
The whole point of
this. You think?
I watched one today that it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah. Kind of.
She can't remember it.
Oh, no, I remember. I remember, but I don't want to say anything.
Ish.
Ugh.
So.
What are you looking at?
What are you watching? What's on TV?
Piranha 3DD.
Oh, no, Woo-hoo! It's just Piranha.
Nothing it's just Piranha.
Just Piranha.
Oh, well then.
3-1-D.
1D.
Yeah,
there
we're getting
you
on double D's on this one.
No. No, honey, you get those later.
Okay. But, there we go. Rupture. Not a bad movie. If you like something a little off the beaten path, I would recommend it.
It was okay. I just didn't like the ending.
If you like sucked. Your mainstream, you know, Insidious,
then you're not gonna,
Conjuring.
You're not going to like this.
Yeah, no.
Not a little blood and gore.
If you're into, I'd say, Saw and Hostel. Or Teristas?
Definitely not.
It's
if you're
not going to completely
It's not torture
float
porn.
Your boat.
It's not. And if that's what you're expecting, you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
no torture for you.
So we'll leave this one up to you, whether you want to take a
Let us
take,
know
take
what
take
you think.
Watch,
watch it and let us know. If you hate it, then, you know, great. If you like
How
it,
How can they
then
let us know?
On the Facebook?
On the on Book our of Faces?
On the Book of Faces. Or on Twitter?
Twitter.
Or Instagram?
Instagram.
Or Google Play?
Google Play.
Find us on that. Apple iTunes store.
Yep.
Go or
ahead and subscribe
go
to
fearcentral.net.
Mm-hmm.
Our website.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can find us, all the places.
I wonder if over at the fearcentral.net on the store, I could find me a shirt for Rupture.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Let me just look on right here. Let's see.
I don't know.
Maybe we can find one.
Yeah, we actually have our own store that is powered by Amazon.com right there on the website. So you can do all your great horror shopping needs right there. And we're not talking just movies and books.
Oh, hell no.
We're talking home decor.
Breathable sex tape.
Breathable sex tape by 3M.
Bright colors. Lots of bright colors.
But they don't have pink yet, so you're going to have to wait.
Maybe some red lights, purple lights, and yellow lights.
Well, you can make this movie yourself.
That's right.
But if you do, please don't send it to us because we will not watch it.
You know, there was one thing we kept saying through the whole film is,
no, you might.
Has she been captured before? Because she's very smart about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very like
she
knew exactly what was going on.
I have to put this box cutter in my pocket. When I escaped, I knew I had to put arrows in the ducks where I was going. So
you
I knew which way
get
I went.
Any, you
yeah, but
get
I love what he said.
Did
no
you?
Rupture yet? Okay.
No.
Well, it's kind of new still.
Yeah.
I love when he goes, did you really think we were going to let you wander around this facility and not monitor you? I mean, come on.
And not know you.
Yeah. I mean, she was gone a long time.
She was gone a long time.
And we always wondered, why didn't they go check on her? Well, that's because they were watching her.
Yep.
While they were in all the other rooms, torturing the other people.
Yeah.
They have cameras
creating
everywhere.
Their fears. Greeting their
well
fear.
And then once you get towards the end, Michael Chiklis is like, I sent you. He had his spidey sense was tingling.
Yeah.
His thing sense
his
was
thing
tingling.
Sense that's what it was.
Right. But if you want to give it a try, check it out. If you think there's a movie you want us to watch that you'd like to hear us do our watch and review on, go ahead and do
Ooh,
that too.
But you know, Paul gets
but
next.
Paul gets next.
And
we'll talk about
that next week.
So, there we go. Rupture. Y'all have a great week. And as always,
stay scared.
Fear Central is a product of Thought Box Studios. Copyright 2017. For more information, visit thoughtboxstudios.com.